Nexus Pest Solutions. Got bugs? You know what to do. Call 414-355-3732.
Will White here with Nexus Pest Solutions, bringing you another edition of Questions We're Asked When We're Out in the Field. And today's question is going to be different. It's not exactly a question. What I'm putting out is a spotted lanternfly alert. Be on the lookout. What they call it, BOLO. Be on the lookout for the spotted lanternfly. Now, everything I'm sharing with you today, or at least the majority of what I'm sharing with you today, comes from the Agriculture Department out of Pennsylvania, because Pennsylvania is where the spotted lanternfly has taken a pretty good foothold. And it's really just a matter of time before they show up here in Wisconsin. And I'm saying that because I did hear a couple weeks ago they found a spotted lanternfly or a few in Iowa. And I'm thinking, wow, how did it get to Iowa and not here? So there's a possibility that this spotted lanternfly is already in Wisconsin and people don't know what they're looking at. They probably think, oh, it's really cool. That's a beautiful moth. And it looks more like a moth than a fly. And it is beautiful. And I was having some problem uploading the picture, you know, to this podcast. Hopefully it's up there. But if not, Google images of the spotted lanternfly to get a picture, because it's you. If you saw it again, you will know. And it's a very, very invasive pest. The Agriculture Department in Pennsylvania is calling it a bad bug. And I'm going to tell you something. I've been in this industry for a while, and I've never seen a message that said something like this. Kill it, squash it, smash it, just get rid of it. So that gives you an idea how serious it is if this pest shows up. So what is a spotted lanternfly? This is something from Asia. It started showing up in Pennsylvania in 2014. And what do? It's an invasive pest. So it attacks grapes, apples, hops for beer lovers, and the hardwood industry. And this thing, you know, when they show up and they get a foothold, you know, you can have hundreds of these things flying around. And what they do is, I guess they excrete some type of sugary substance called honeydew, they say, that encourages the growth of a black sooty mold. Now, this mold is not harmful to people, but it causes damages. It causes damages to, you know, like these plants, these vines and things of that nature. And then when you have a lot of them, they can leave that honeydew on, it can coat decks and children's, you know, like play equipment, like swings and things of that nature. Now, the people in Pennsylvania, according to the Department of Agriculture, is saying that it really, really, during the summertime, it really, really affects their quality of life, this spotted lanternfly, I guess because of these secretions that they're leaving about. Now, in the fall, it's when they lay their eggs. And then those eggs hatch, and in the spring and the summer, it's when we have all of those problems. Now, if you think that you have, I want to say spotted, a spotted lanternfly, you know, you hear what they're saying, kill it, you know, take a picture of it. You know, you can always send it to our pest hotline, our pest text line at 262-501-8030 number, and I will ensure that it gets to the right people because they're going to want to talk to you. I can tell you right now, they are definitely going to want to talk to you because I don't think we're going to avoid having these things, these spotted lanternflies in Wisconsin. It's just a matter of time before we get there. But what they're going to try to do is limit the damage that these things are going to do once they get here. So it's very serious, folks. So I'm asking you for your help now. Can you, if you spot one, hey, get that information to us fast. You know, if you know some folks that spend a lot of time outdoors, you know, they see this thing. It's a beautiful fly. I have to say, I think it's pretty colorful. It's really unique looking. They have to report that because it's not, it looks more like it looks more like a moth than a fly. But if they see it, they have to report that. Right away, because there's folks that want to try to, limit the damage to what they can do. You know, until then, folks, you know, this was an alert on the spotted lanternfly. But until next time, on Questions We're Asking When We're Out in the Field, I hope you have a pest-free day, and I want to thank you for listening to this podcast.
Google Nexus Pest Solutions. Got bugs? You know what to do. Call 414-355-3733.